It's available for download, along with further information about the choir, the college, and the chapel. That, too, is available at yourclassical.org/holiday. And while you're online, register to win a CD of Christmas music recorded by the choir. And, of course, we hope you'll leave us your comments about today's program. We welcome them. That's all at yourclassical.org/holiday. A festival of nine lessons and carols originated with the British Broadcasting Corporation and was produced in Cambridge by Ben Collingwood and in St. Paul, Minnesota by Suzanne Schaefer. Senior technical producer at the BBC was Simon Tyndall, and engineering in St. Paul was provided by Elizabeth Iverson, with additional support from Dennison Hansen, Tessa Block, and Elizabeth Lyon. Executive producer is Luana Ojala. This broadcast was made possible by the generous support of the Hoagnander Family Foundation. And so, with best wishes to all of you for a very Merry Christmas, I'm Michael Barone. This has been a Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols from American Public Media.
Thank you.
We are still live at King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England. They're bringing you that vivacious performance by organ scholar Paul Greeley of the second postlude to today's Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. That was the Prelude and Fugue in B Major by Marcel Dupré. Certainly an exuberant piece that sounds like so many chiming bells, and certainly allows young Mr. Greeley and the splendid Harrison and Harrison pipe organ to really set the wild echoes flying. Now, as brilliant as that music might have been, the interior of King's College Chapel now is somewhat muted. Flickering candles in the choir area and sconce lights along the wall create mischievous shadows in the fan-vaulted ceiling and provide a reduced, if still warm and evocative, ambiance. The large congregation that had gathered in this acoustically and architecturally splendid space now is mostly dispersed to continue their personal Christmas traditions at home. And while in the United States, we still have time for some last-minute preparations. Also, there's a bit of time here to share some background on the newly commissioned carol that was sung not too many moments ago. Composer Matthew Martin is a precentor and director of college music at Gonville and Caius College in Cambridge, which is just about next door to the King's College Chapel. And he's worked with the King's music director, Daniel Hyatt, before. But
it was a little bit of a surprise to get a call from Dan for this Christmas for the commission. I've got a bit of a connection with King's already because I have been playing the organ for them quite a bit over the last couple of years since I've been in Cambridge. But I wasn't expecting him to ask me to write the commission, so it's a great pleasure because I've always wanted to do that from years and years ago. I obviously always used to watch Nine Lessons from King's on the TV when I was a kid and listen to it on the radio. It's always been a bit of a dream for me to write the piece, so I was really pleased when he asked me.
When Matthew and I were planning this carol, we both have a great fondness for an arrangement that Simon Preston did of the well-known tune, I Saw Three Ships Come Sailing In. And that's a carol arrangement which the King's Choir has sung many times over the years. And it has quite an energetic organ part. It has also quite athletic writing for the choir. And so what Matthew has done is, on a bigger scale with this carol, he's taken some of that almost sort of near-Baroque, near-classical style of writing that Simon displayed. And he's absorbed quite a lot of that in a contemporary way. And so I could imagine Simon approving of this. And what he's done with it is really interesting and I think quite exciting, because there's a degree of familiarity which sometimes is not the case with an absolutely clean composition, whereas this takes the tune that people will recognize and it works it around through Matthew's hands.
I think it's a keeper, don't you? Matthew Martin's new carol, Angelus Ad Virginum, An Angel with the Virgin Mary. It was commissioned by Daniel Hyde and the choir of King's College, Cambridge, for premiere during today's Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. And we offered up that reprise just to give you another chance to enjoy Matthew's new piece for Christmas, which also is a tribute to his youthful inspiration, the late Simon Preston, who himself was a chorister and organ scholar at King's years ago. Simon passed away this May.
I was thinking about him and his influence on me as a teenager. And actually, he was a pretty good composer himself, as well as being a fantastic organist, we all know, and choir trainer. But his music's interesting as well. And I think a little bit like his personality. It's exuberant, joyful, but also expressive. And there was just something going around my head with that tune. It's a rather kind of bald, square tune, but I thought, I wonder if something can be done with it. So when he asked me, I thought, here's my opportunity to try something out. So that's why I chose it.
And a fine choice it was, Matthew. Thank you. It was former King's Chapel music director Stephen Clebury who initiated the annual commissioning project immediately after his becoming music director in 1982. Daniel Hyde has continued that tradition, and Dan's first commission of Philip Moore produced another angelic piece, which was performed in Stephen's memory at the 2019 carol service. And it's included in the choir's CD titled In the Bleak Midwinter, though, as you shall hear, it is by no means bleak music here. That's another recent addition to the holiday repertoire of the King's College Choir, Philip Moore's setting of The Angel Gabriel, which was the first commission from present music director Daniel Hyde, made in memory of his predecessor at King's College Chapel, Stephen Clebury. And it's one of 18 carols and hymns featured in the choir's compact disc In the Bleak Midwinter. Christmas falls on a Sunday this year, and there will be church services everywhere, and a Eucharist with carols will be celebrated at King's College Chapel Sunday morning at 11. But the daily choral services there will not resume until Tuesday, the 18th of January. This allows Daniel Hyde and his musicians a well-deserved holiday, as they have been preparing for today's music since this past October.
It is a lot of work, but it comes with its great sort of sense of job satisfaction when it all comes off. But that being said, I do love to not hear a note of music from about lunchtime on Christmas Day for at least a week.
Remember that on-demand audio for today's live broadcast of A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols will remain available online at yourclassical.org for the next 30 days. And if you visit our website by the 27th of December, you can enter for a chance to win a Christmas recording by the King's College Choir, from which we've been featuring some excerpts here. And I hope you'll leave us a comment about today's program, too. We welcome your responses, all at yourclassical.org/holiday. Here's more music from that same album.
Yeah.
We've been enjoying more music with the choir of King's College, Cambridge, led by Daniel Hyde, selections from their recent CD release, In the Bleak Midwinter. And now our program must come to an end. Again, your comments always are welcome, and I encourage you to drop us a note at yourclassical.org/holiday. I do hope that you'll have a happy holiday, and a very Merry Christmas, too, and that you'll be able to join us again next year for a Christmas Eve broadcast of A Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. Thank you for being with us today. I'm Michael Barone, and this is APM American Public Media.
Support comes from the Kenosha County Aging and Disability Resource Center. Dementia care specialists provide free support and education for people with dementia and their caregivers to ensure quality of life while living at home. Call 262-605-6646.
WPR and NAMI Wisconsin, the state organization of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Support for WPR comes from the Great Rivers Shakespeare Festival and Mitchell Hamlin School of Law. Join the team of organizations that support a wide variety of informative and inspiring programs for the people of Wisconsin. More at WPR.org/sponsor.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.
Good morning, and welcome to Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm your host, Ruth Ann Bessman, and it's nice to be with you on this Saturday morning, December 24th, Christmas Eve, which also happens to be the seventh night of Hanukkah. I hope you've had a good week and that you're doing well, staying warm during this very bitter cold weekend. Well, we just have about 1 hour together to listen to perhaps eight requests. So let's sit back and enjoy the selections, starting with this request from Mary in Amherst Junction. For work that she heard on Norman Gilliland's program this past Wednesday, it's called A Christmas Overture by John Golland, and Mary said that she was amazed at how the many carols were interwoven. It's very energetic. We'll hear a performance with the Hannaford Street Silver Band. Thank you. we just heard a festive work to start this 1 hour of Classics by Request here on WPR with a Christmas overture by John Golland, played by the Hannaford Street Silver Band, a request from Mary in Hemhurst Junction. Laura in Wisconsin Dells says that she and her family listen to WPR. It's always on. And one early morning last week, they heard a beautiful choral work that she thinks everybody will enjoy, the Huron Carol. We'll hear this performance with Seraphic Fire.
Thank you.
The ensemble Seraphic Fire singing the traditional carol, the Huron Carol, a performance that was requested from Laura in Wisconsin Dells. Laurie and Stevens Point is requesting O Holy Night by Adolphe Adam, and she especially wants to hear this performance with soprano Leontine Price. Laurie says that this soprano sings this song with such perfection.